The national posted price on peanuts stayed the same this week, $424.86 per ton for runner-type peanuts. The market has not changed now in the last 3 weeks as everyone is watching the plantings of the peanuts. Right now in the southeast, it's about 70% complete, but after the rains, the farmers should be able to get back in the field and complete their planting before the crop insurance deadline, which is in Georgia, Florida, and Alabama, June the 5th. Shell market price stayed the same this week, $0.54-$0.55 on 2014 crop. The new crop, which is expected to increase on the acreage, has dropped down to $0.45-$0.46 per pound. The contracts being offered to farmers, $4.25 per ton, was offered earlier for Virginia-type peanuts. Howl Egg peanuts were offered at $400 per ton, and the regular peanuts at $3.75, non-Howl Egg peanuts. So farmers are going to have to really make a good yield to make everything work out on the profit and loss statement. The average price for peanuts this past month, $450 a ton. That will come into play as farmers plan to collect their funds from the new peanut program when the national reference price is $535 per ton. Could be about a $100 payment in October for peanuts brought in 2014. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.